From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. James Foley's employers have said that the jihadists holding the American journalist hostage demanded a ransom of $132 million for his release. The Global Post said Islamic State militants demanded the money last year. Our Washington correspondent Lorna Shattuck reports.
The chief executive and co-founder of Global Post, Philip Balboni, said Mr. Foley's captors asked for $132 million from both the company and the journalist's family. He declined to discuss their reply to the demand, saying only that all relevant communication was shared with US government authorities. But the New York Times newspaper has reported that the United States refused to pay the ransom and that ISIS is currently holding citizens of Britain, which has also declined ransom demands. The Obama administration has revealed that a special operations team tried and failed to rescue James Foley and other American hostages in a secret mission earlier this summer. It's now begun a formal criminal investigation into Mr. Foley's death, with British authorities trying to identify his killer, who spoke with a London accent.
Bank of America has agreed to pay a fine of almost $17 billion to settle claims it missold loans. It's the largest ever settlement between a company and U.S. authorities. Nick Harper reports from New York.
The $16.7 billion settlement for selling risky mortgage-backed securities is equal to Bank of America's profit over the last 3 years. It's the biggest fine in U.S. history, and therefore the largest penalty imposed on a bank for actions that may have contributed to the financial crisis of 2008. It's the latest settlement for Bank of America, which has already spent more than $60 billion since the recession. It's part of a series of fines imposed by the Department of Justice for similar wrongdoing, following on the heels of a $13 billion fine for J.P. Morgan and $7 billion for Citigroup.
Two American aid workers infected with the Ebola virus have been discharged from a hospital in the U.S. city of Atlanta. Doctors at Emory University say Kent Brantley and Nancy Wrightbull have been fully cured and pose no threat to society. U.S. correspondent Simon Marks has more.
The announcement comes as spectacular news for the two Americans. Dr. Brantley, a medical missionary in Liberia, says his recovery is a gift from God.
Today is a miraculous day. I'm thrilled to be alive, to be well, and to be reunited with my family.
Dr. Bruce Ribner, the medical director of Emory University, hailed the proof that Ebola patients can be cured.
The discharge from the hospital of both of these patients poses no public health threat.
And doctors say the successful treatment of the two Americans will inform attempts to treat Ebola patients on the other side of the world in West Africa.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. According to the Red Cross, Ukraine has begun custom checks on the convoy of Russian trucks reportedly carrying humanitarian supplies headed for eastern Ukraine. The controversial convoy has traveled around 1,000 kilometers from Moscow, but has been stuck near the Ukrainian border for nearly a week amid worries in Kiev and western capitals about Russian intentions in eastern Ukraine. Russia says the trucks are solely carrying humanitarian aid for the benefit of civilians living in the war-torn city of Luhansk. Meanwhile, in Russia, the state food safety watchdog has expanded its crackdown on fast food giant McDonald's for reportedly violating sanitary and nutrition standards. Surprise checks are underway in several of the restaurants across Russia. The move comes after Moscow's ban on food imports from Western countries, which have imposed sanctions on Russia in regards to its actions in Ukraine. And former Irish Prime Minister Albert Reynolds has died at the age of 81. The veteran politician was credited with being instrumental in helping bring about the Northern Ireland peace process. Before entering politics, Mr. Reynolds was a successful businessman, running dance halls, export food businesses, and a pet food company. Natalie Feary reports from the UK.
The leader of the Fianna Fáil political party was part of two coalition governments and served as Prime Minister for 3 years. The party said his contribution to Northern Ireland and Anglo-Irish relations was his greatest achievement. In relation to helping bring peace to Northern Ireland, it added that his determination brought about what seemed to be impossible. Reynolds also played a crucial role in bringing about the 1994 IRA ceasefire by persuading Republicans to end their commitment to violence. He stood for Irish president in 1997, but was defeated by rival candidate Mary McAleese.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.